It was definitely good to get a little break and mentally and physically kind of recoup from the regular season. But it's definitely exciting to be here and know who you're going to play and getting back in the routine and get mentally and physically prepared for the Indianapolis Colts.
In many ways, you've become a focal point of this offense. How does that feel heading into playoff time?
You really don't worry about that. You worry more about what the Indianapolis Colts are going to do and what you have to do as an individual to contribute to the unit. And right now, that's taking the coaching in and bringing it to the practice field and getting better each day until the game.
What do you see from the Indianapolis Colts defense? Obviously, they got banged up a little bit more after that Kansas City game, but what do you think?
They got some athletic corners. They got some safeties that cover ground and they can hit you. Obviously, they got a good front. So, you never know. It's playoff time, so you could get a little spin the dial thing going on here. And we're going to have to be ready for their best because, it's win or go home.
What do you think about them signing Deion Branch?
I don't play against the offense, so I'm more worried about the defense.
You get a situation where you saw what they did this past weekend, and certainly you don't play against their offense, but you know that they can put up a lot of points. So in that respect, they go in saying, hey, you have to limit your mistakes anyway, but we have to be really sharp because we're going to have to score some points to win this game.
That's what you go out there every game to do is score more than the other team. And that's our job as the offense is to put as many points as we can on the board. So, I can assure you that we're going to try to do that to the best of our ability.
Spike's going down. Does it feel like you guys just can't catch a break with the injury bug or next man up mentality, as the saying goes?
You can't worry about what you can't control. What you do worry about is what you can't control, and that's going out there and preparing for, their defense, their secondary, your assignments, and trying to get better every day.
Has it been harder for you guys to get open as a receiver without Gronk in there? I know he hasn't been here for a while, so you got used to it, but without him claiming, two defenders, has it been a little tougher for you guys, or have you had to do different things to get open?
I mean, it's tough to get open in the National Football League. You're going against professional corners. So you definitely have to use your fundamentals and your techniques that you're taught. And you have to use your strengths, whether it's your height, your speed, your quickness, or whatever. And you have to use them to the best of your ability. And, really focus down on your fundamentals of the route running to get open.
Any smoothies today?
I just had one.